Hi, Sean.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Oh, boy. We are in for it today.
Well, I'm wearing a unicorn.
I know.
I just feel so special.
I see your unicorn horn.
And
you got new earphones.
I do. And they are beautifully pink. And
just
they
like
will.
You.
Okay, guys, I had to get new headphones because every time I wore the other headphones, they would leave black, like plastic pieces that we would have to pick off like all night long.
Yeah.
And
it
was pretty gross. Yeah, she's singing. You guys can't hear her.
Nope.
So, my boss, Sean's wife, Alicia, got me new headphones. So, yay!
Probably begrudgingly.
Very, very, too much to her chagrin.
Yeah.
She was not...
But she bought them.
Okay with it, but she bought them because I put them in the cart and said, push the buy button.
Yep.
But she did it!
But we have a guest.
Oh my gosh, we do!
Yes.
Look, okay, guys. So, this guest, we have had to reschedule and push back and begged her and loved on her, and she finally said, okay, I have my patience, this is the day, and she is here! Hi, Stephanie!
Hello!
We are so excited to share all of your vast knowledge. I have been to one of your seminars, so I know how passionate you are about this. So please, with no further ado, tell us what you do.
Sure. So my name is Stephanie Castazin, and I work for Caring Circle and Spectrum Health Lakeland, and I run a lot of veteran programming. So I run our We Honor Veterans program for our hospice patients through Caring Circle, our veteran hospice patients. But then I also run a lot of veteran support services programming for the whole health system, just to be able to support veterans who are receiving care in our community health system, and also to be able to create that bridge between their VA care team and our care team to get the best care for them.
Oh my gosh. And she's like up to date on all of the veteran programs. So she knows when things come out. Like, she's the one who told me about Camp Lejeune. And believe me, we all know about Camp Lejeune now, but people are getting paid for that. And that is such an amazing thing, but we'll get into that later. So
I hope so, because I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Yeah. So everybody doesn't know.
Okay. So I apologize. I'm a military brat. So I'm a little bit more up to par with these things. I apologize, Sean. We did not mean to.
Yeah, leave me out.
I'm just going to delete them. Let's be real.
Okay.
I'm not. Because sometimes you got to get my craw. Okay. So we'll get into Camp Lejeune a little bit and you will understand why. So tell us what is available to our veterans.
Sure. There is so much available to veterans. And it's expanding drastically. So recently in August of this year, the PACT Act passed.
And the PACT?
Yep.
To Act.
Yes.
Passed. That was a lot.
That was a lot.
Yes.
You're welcome, everyone.
A bit of a tongue twister.
That was a lot.
Yeah. So it's huge. This is like landmark legislation that opens the doors wide open for veterans who have been exposed to toxins during their time in the service to be evaluated for service-connected conditions, to receive health care from the VA, that, you know, previously didn't fall under that criteria.
So we're talking like any kind of toxins, which could be like Agent Orange from Vietnam.
Absolutely.
The Captain Mustard, or was it?
They don't really have too much about mustard gas with this.
Okay.
But like Agent Orange is huge.
Yeah, that's what I think I was talking about.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we didn't say mustard gas because people would want to ask. So no,
sure.
It doesn't really work, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But also the other huge piece of this is post 9/11 and Gulf War veterans who have been exposed to burn pits.
So it's,
you know, we're looking at a lot more support for our Vietnam veterans who I see a lot in, you know, more of our serious health issue settings in
healthcare. Correct.
Who need support.
It expanded their ability to apply for service-connected benefits if they have illnesses related to Agent Orange exposure. But then also it blew the doors wide off of opening up the doors for our post 9/11 and Gulf War vets who have been exposed to burn pits, who have respiratory problems now, who have cancers now, who have sinus issues now, chronic asthma, like all kinds of issues.
I'm sorry, guys. You're going to have to Google burn pits. We're not getting into that. This is not that podcast.
That's right.
Right. So, but there are people out there who have been exposed to those that now have brand new services available to them.
Yes.
Because honestly, sometimes our military are a little lost in the shuffle. So yes. The fact that this is available is amazing. So what kind of services are we talking?
So we're talking significant healthcare support for anybody who falls under service-connected conditions with the VA. They get healthcare through the VA. They can get medications through the VA. They can get treatments through the VA. They also oftentimes will qualify for other pension benefits if they have a disability ranking as a result of their health issues. So there's a financial piece, there's a healthcare piece, there's just a lot of support, and even support for their loved ones after they pass if they die of those illnesses.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's very expansive, especially, you know, when we look at like our older veterans, our Vietnam-era veterans who are receiving care for more serious health issues, there's so many benefits that give them the opportunity to have a good quality of life.
Right, and that's what we really want to concentrate on, is that quality of life for our veterans, because, like I said before, they get lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fair, America. It's not fair. Do better. Do better.
In our British accent.
That's exactly the point. I could do the Queen. Anyway, so.
But I mean, honestly, we see a lot of those veterans, and lately, I'm sure it's just by chance, but it seems like there's a lot more of my residents, at least, that I'm seeing with respiratory illnesses. Mm-hmm. And a lot more debility because of those illnesses.
Hey.
So it's nice to hear that there's other services that they're available.
Well, Vietnam veterans are getting to that age. And while a lot of them did have these problems before, as you age, they just get worse and worse and worse. And so having this available now, maybe the government has woken up. They got woke.
Woke.
They got woke. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. We still need to do better, but we're proud of you. Moving forward.
This is a huge jump forward when you think about the last time there was record-breaking legislation for veterans was 1991 with the Agent Orange Act.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is huge.
Do better!
31 years ago.
Was that 31 years ago?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm aged. Okay, moving on.
I did the quick math from what year I graduated.
You are way smarter than I am. For the record, I like couldn't wait. Mean it. My daughter is okay. Nope, can't do it.
Can't
no
do
maths
it.
In the head. Sorry, no maths.
Too late in the week.
And I've worked a lot lately. Okay, so how does somebody find out if they can apply for this?
Sure. So really, not only just the veterans who may qualify under the changes with the PACT Act, but really, I encourage any veteran, especially if they've retired, if they may have applied for the VA benefits in the past when they were working and didn't qualify, now that they're retired, they may qualify because the regulations may be different, their income may be different, all the factors that fall into, you know, determining whether they're eligible for benefits can change can change over time. So really what they need is their DD-214, which is their their discharge paperwork from the military. It's usually called the DD-214.
I was just going to say, though, even I knew what that was.
Look at you go!
Yeah, that was about the
Smarty
only thing
Pants
I...
Smarty Pants McGee over here!
That's about the only thing I know. Okay, continue.
Okay, so let's talk about those people just for a quick second about who don't know what a DD...
214.
214 is. And what if they're caring for an elderly veteran and they don't know where this is?
Yes.
Where
yes.
Can we get a copy? What can we do?
So there's two different things that you can do. What I always suggest is to work with a county veteran service officer.
Amen for them.
Every single county has county veteran service officers. They're phenomenal. This is all they do every day, is support veterans with applying with benefits. And one of the things that they can do is apply for assistance to get the DD-214, or sometimes it's not called the DD-214 depending on when and where they serve, but their discharge paperwork for the military. Mm-hmm. There's a National Archive in St. Louis. They put in the request from the National Archive and bring it in to be able, you know, for the family to be able to get it.
Imagine that. The government keeps records.
Is there a cost for that?
No. That's the most awesome thing with the county veteran service officers. They don't charge for their services. They are here on behalf of the county to support our veterans and our community.
But there is not a cost to get the discharge papers either.
I don't believe so. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We are unsure about cost, guys.
Yeah.
But, you know,
the other option is, because I work in Michigan, the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency also keeps track of every single veteran that enlists and discharges from Michigan.
Nice.
So you can also reach out to the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency if you know that your loved one enlisted in the military in Michigan and then discharged back to Michigan. And the MVAA should have that on file as well.
So does each state, since everybody listening isn't from Michigan,
right?
Does each state have something similar to that?
There are state agencies in every state. Yes. So there's state agencies who have veteran service officers who are trained and able to provide support. They're at the county level. There's actually like 23 different organizations listed by the federal government as approved to be veteran service officers. So the VFWs sometimes have VSOs, the American Legions, the DAV, AMVETS. There's all kinds of different options. Vietnam Veterans of America oftentimes will have veteran service officers, and they all are highly trained. They know their stuff. They can support veterans with applying for benefits, and they don't charge for their services.
And now, is a lot of these services based on your income?
So there is an income component for VA benefits.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, if someone is applying for a program called Aid in Attending through the Veterans Benefit Administration, that helps to pay for in-home caregivers.
We talk about that one a lot.
Yeah. So there's a financial component to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you meet a certain financial threshold, if you're under that, then that's one of the qualifying pieces. The other thing is they have to be a wartime veteran.
Yeah.
You know, they
we'll
have
get
to
into all that.
So many
we're,
times.
We're more interested in the newer stuff right now, but what's available brand new? That is an amazing service. This PACT Act.
PACT Act.
That's all I got. Sorry. Can't do it. So how many people have been rushing to you to try to get involved with this new one?
So really, it's more like we're looking through the charts of a lot of our veteran patients and seeing these health issues that they've never received benefits for and they would probably qualify.
So you're reaching out.
That's what I was just saying. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow. Wolf crap for Spectrum. Yay.
So it's tremendously important to us, like, that veterans understand what benefits they're eligible for.
Right.
And sometimes they get discouraged if they've been declined in the past.
Right.
And so providing that to support to say, hey, you know, we're seeing this diagnosis, this, and this is when and where you served. You look like you would fit that criteria. This is what you need to do. Go work with your county veteran service officer to apply for benefits.
So let's squeak the brakes there. It's my clown car. Leave me alone. Not much can fit in this office, okay? God. She expects me to have a in here. It's not going to happen. So, Stephanie, you said that people can apply even though they have been denied in the past.
Yes.
That is a very important piece because there's a lot of people who find themselves like, oh, I've already applied. We're not going to get it.
Right.
So how far back can we go with this denial? Like, I applied last year. I applied 2 years ago. that they could possibly get it again? Like, what?
Sure. It depends on what they're applying for. If they're applying for service-connected conditions related to the PACT Act, like they think that they were exposed to Agent Orange and they have diagnoses linked with it, as of August 10th, when that act was signed into law, they can reapply.
Okay. So as far as last year then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if they applied previously, but they didn't, usually it's they didn't meet the parameters of where they served.
Okay. So again, let's back in the day, there was the draft and people got drafted in and they could have been there for a year, 2 months, 3 days, whatever, but they did serve. Are those people still eligible?
So it depends on where.
Okay.
So it used to be that if they were, quote, boots on ground, so they were in country in Vietnam, and they had health issues related to Agent Orange exposure, they would most likely get service connected for Agent Orange if they met all the criteria.
Okay.
And then what they recognized was there were a lot of people outside of country who were exposed to Agent Orange.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Yeah. And so then a few years ago, they passed the Blue Water Act, which expanded it out. So if you were on a naval ship within 13 nautical miles off the coast of Vietnam and could prove it and were there for a certain period of time, then you were exposed.
If you went for a little swimmy off the submarine, you might have been exposed.
Or if you were standing on the deck and the choppers came in and they're covered with Agent Orange.
It's a little dusting.
Yes.
And I hate to have to say that, but that's that was reality. They didn't know that back then, just like we don't know a lot of things now.
Right.
So the fact that this is being recognized is huge.
Yeah.
And
gigantic.
Yeah. And so, with the PACT Act, what it said was, boots on ground, 13 nautical miles, but if you served in Thailand, if you served in Cambodia, if you served in Laos, in the Johnston Atoll, in Guam, or American Samoa, then you were potentially exposed to Agent Orange. And so they expanded all of those territories to, you know, the majority of Southeast Asia now and into the Pacific. So there's a lot of veterans that were not eligible previously because of where they served who potentially could be now.
Okay, guys, reapply. Reapply.
Yes.
Reapply.
She has so much knowledge stored up here.
I know.
Wow.
I'm really impressed. Like, this is why I really wanted Stephanie here. Because you
it's
have,
amazing.
I have heard a seminar about and half the stuff that she knows. Like I'm like, and I am a military brat, the daughter of a veteran, proudly. Dad has not yet listened to these. I think we can hold off a little bit longer. So, and the fact that she had so much knowledge for me. You know, that's what's so amazing because unfortunately my uncle did die of Agent Orange and these services were not available to him. And I think that if they had been, we would have been able to keep him a little bit longer.
Sure.
So yeah, this stuff is important. You know, I'm sad that we've lost so many of our veterans already.
Yes.
And the fact that we're all, they're opening their eyes. They're opening their eyes about how much veteran services are needed. These guys went to war for us. They kept our freedom safe. They kept our baby, like, because of them, we could put our babies to bed at night and not have to worry. So thank a veteran, people. Thank a veteran.
Well, and they already put their lives at risk just going into the military and, you know, into combat. Being exposed to toxins just upped that
it's not a bonus.
You know, they came home, but they're still dealing with the repercussions of their service because of that exposure.
Right. So. And that's not even getting into PTSD.
No.
So that's whole something that I'm hoping that we can ask you about if there is services for PTSD.
So many services.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. So we're going to go ahead and push this one up to 25 minutes because I want you to tell me about the PTSD services.
Sure, sure. So there's so much wonderful support. Actually, in South Bend, there's a vet center.
Right.
And
so how about you tell us what PTSD is?
Sure. So post-traumatic stress disorder, which what I always do as someone who works with veterans is we drop the D. We don't call it a disorder because it's actually a reordering of your brain. And it stigmatizes something that is naturally going to happen to your brain if you are in a very traumatic situation where you feel that your life is in danger or you watch, you know, other people's lives end or be in danger.
Right.
So post-traumatic stress disorder really is, you know, it's a psychological issue that, is the result of traumatic instances, usually, you know, the feeling that either your life is in danger or, you know,
you saw something that put something in danger, whether it did end their life or not.
Absolutely.
And that is the basics of war.
Right.
That is the basics of war. Mm-hmm. And that we're sending these young men in there expecting them to come back okay. And the fact that the government recognizes this, it's not a disorder, but it is a re-traumatizing of the brain. Mm-hmm. So what are they doing and when did they start recognizing that?
So it's funny because I was reading this research about how during all wars, like they used to call it shell shock, and they had different names for it for every era.
They did.
They would provide support while they were in service. But then after the war was over, there was nothing. And so it wasn't until after Vietnam when they were like, no, we need to continue to support these guys. They're coming home with this, not just while they're in the service to keep them going, but, you know, afterwards.
Well, we didn't treat our Vietnam veterans very well when they came home. So I think that had a lot to do with, you know, triggering the government to say they're not getting home family support. We need to do something, which again, yay government. Woohoo. So what is available to these, these gentlemen, ladies, and the people that see these traumatic things?
There's extensive psychological support available through the VA. The VA takes post-traumatic stress very seriously. They also recognize that every day, up to 22 veterans die by suicide.
Right.
And so they have very robust programs to be able to support veterans with mental health needs, recognizing that that can often result from time in service.
Which is usually does.
Yeah.
I mean, believe me, I support all of the, you know, let's save our veterans from suicide because they're not alone. Like, all the love, all the love, all the hugs. Mm-hmm. You guys did more than even I'm capable of doing, so you guys deserve all the love. And if you have a family member that's a veteran, make sure you give them an extra hug. Mm-hmm. I guess I better hug Dad.
Yeah, you better.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go home and do that then. So, he'll be shocked. I don't know.
He'd be like, Jennifer, what did you
do? What did you do? First, he will. He'll ask me. He'll be like, and what did you do today? I'd be like, I just love you, Daddy. He'd be like,
He's not going to fall for that one.
No. He's probably going to pull out his wallet and try to pay me. What? How much do you need? But I just, the fact that they deserve so much more. And the fact that we have extensive psychological help for them and the programs to prevent suicide.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm so happy about that because I've seen how bad it can get.
Yeah. So, you know, of course we have the St. Joseph County VA right here in Mishawaka.
Blessed to have.
Yeah, they're amazing. Of course, we have the Vet Center in South Bend, which is a counseling center for veterans.
Right, so, right there on Miami Road.
Yeah. And so they can provide, you know, individual group therapy, medication, psychiatrist, psychologist. You know, they can really surround them. And also up in Michigan, the Battle Creek VA, they're a mental health hub.
Right.
And so, you know, they have a lot of resources that they're able to provide out of Benton Harbor and Battle Creek as well, you know, just to surround them with support. They have a lot of peer support as well. So they have veterans who have been there.
Oh, yeah.
Who can link with another veteran who's struggling and come together to support each other, which can be really beneficial as well. So they've got a lot of extensive programming to ensure that, you know, our veterans get the mental health support that they need.
And if you have a veteran for a loved one and post-traumatic stress syndrome is not diagnosed, there are symptoms that you can look for. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those are just snappiness, irritability, not even liking to sleep in the darkness, having to have a light on. What are some other ones?
Yeah, so some common ones are nightmares and flashbacks, reliving past events.
Yes.
Isolation. Just because it's hard when you feel on edge.
Who else is going to know what you've been through?
Right. And because your brain is triggering all the time that you're not safe, even though you are now. Yeah. Because you're used to being not safe. And so isolating, you know, being confined to themselves, irritability, substance abuse, oftentimes can be a maladaptive coping mechanism.
Right. So that's drinking, drugs, all those kind of things. Yeah. Even sometimes sleeping excessively can be a sort of addiction. So if you are a listener and you have a child that just came back from something, or if you have a spouse that has a long time been doing these things, you know, maybe it's time to have a conversation, because these services are free to our veterans. So
a spouse, a sibling, a parent.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and I do also want to add that a few years ago, the VA, because usually you have to have an honorable discharge or other than dishonorable discharge.
Right.
To qualify for VA benefits. The VA recognized, hey, you know, sometimes maybe they had a dishonorable discharge because of mental health issues related to their service. So your, you know, level of where you discharge from the military, even if you are a dishonorable discharge, you can still get mental health care from the VA.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Wow. You just dropped a bomb in here. She dropped a bomb on me.
Oh, man.
She dropped it.
Almost made it.
I doubt it. Do you think you would have made it?
Almost made it.
Oh my gosh. And on that bomb, we are going to give a say goodbye on 10.1. Can you believe we're on episode 10?
What? Oh my goodness.
I feel like a superstar.
Well.
You look like a superstar.
I don't today.
Oh, girl, you're... Girl. She got her hair done. It's beautiful. I love it so much.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
If only I had a unicorn horn.
I could get you one.
Okay.
Okay. So, Stephanie, for our listeners, if you would like to share an email where people can get a hold of you for any questions, they would definitely be able to do that or like to do that?
Absolutely. So the services that I provide are to anybody in Southwest Michigan, but even I get calls from, you know, Northern Indiana as well, even though I work in Southwest Michigan, I live in Indiana.
Hey.
So, you know, I get calls for both. Yeah, my email is all lowercase Stephanie, Stephanie .Kostizen, KOSTIZEN @spectrumhealth.org.
And we will definitely be putting that in the description of 10.1. Oh my, I remembered this time.
What?
I wrote it down on my hand. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, great.
I got tired of embarrassing Sean.
Not embarrassing.
All right, guys.
Don't always look like we have it together, but we do.
We do have it really together. We really do. It's just, I don't know. Meh, it's Friday.
We fake it a lot.
We do. But that's the beauty of this podcast.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie, thank you so much. And as always, please stay tuned for next week's 10.2.
Woo!
I got it right again.
10.2.
So we'll see how the next one goes. I don't know. But if you have any concerns, comments, questions, or even guest suggestions, please get a hold of us at caregivershenanigans@gmail.com. And if you want to share our lovely podcast, you can just share caregivers.lol, and that will take you right to all of us. All of them, all of us, all of them, all of them. Anyway, as always, we love you.
We love you.
Okay, bye.